Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100-word story from me or from one of the regular guest contributors here. But it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post the topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. And then the magic happens. If I were to smack a swing-line stapler at my flapping lips and seal them shut, you would be able to hear the music bed composed by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Drop him a line. He is the awesome, and he can put together a cool theme music for your podcast. Anyway, this is the 63rd Weekly Challenge. The topic was selected by last week's winner, which was Rocky the Yak Herder of Edlow Island. He chose sleepwalking. Who goes first this week? Well, it's the winner from last week, and it's, well, That's a bit of a conversation in and of itself, which will probably piss off this person's fans, me just jabbering on and on and on. It was Jenny the Bloggess, last week's rookie. She got the most votes, but in the comments of her post on her weblog, I noticed a lot of people engaging in what, back in my e-pinions days, we called rubber stamping. That's voting without any thought in the process. Just, okay, pony boy, I love you, I love you. Now, I can appreciate diehard loyal fans. That's how I got into the finals of Pickle Tales, you know, even though it didn't get me any more of a prize than if I had been knocked out in the first round, to tell you the truth. Okay, maybe I got some publicity, got to know a few people, and got the pleasure of knocking Will Ross out. I'll grant you that. But Jenny volunteered to abdicate her crown for the week in light of this scandal, and I respect that level of honesty and honor a lot. So we're this isn't going to be, you know, your votes don't count. No, we're going to divide things up here. Jenny's going to go first this week in this week's podcast, but the runner-up will pick the topic for next week. And I think that's fair. And hopefully folks out there in podcast or listenerville who haven't stopped and just rubber stamped again will be ready to put down the rubber stamps and take the time to listen to all the stories this week and in future weeks. People, you put a lot of effort into these things, and you deserve to be recognized for them and have a fair shot at it. And yeah, if an Adam Curry were to jump in here and have 1,000 votes, I'd still tell him to stick it. The man's hair, disgusting. I mean, come on, grow up. What are you, 60? Anyway, here we go. It's Jenny from Bloggess, this week's, well, co-winner.
Sleepwalking by Jenny Lawson. She didn't used to be like this. Before it happened, she was different. The assault. She doesn't like the word. She doesn't use it. She's buried it deeply, and mostly it doesn't even exist. She only remembers when she sees glimpses of the girl she once was. Old journals, vibrant photos from before. A friend that she hasn't seen since before it happened. A friend who recognizes her face, but nothing behind it. I watch her every day in the mirrored subway reflections, as her heels tap hypnotically in a rhythm that says, not now, not now. I wonder where she's going. I wonder who she is.
Thank you, Jenny. And I didn't mean to insult you by likening you to Adam Curry. Ugh. The text from Jenny's story, which I transcribed because she didn't send it in, and everybody else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. Where's the location, location, location? Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also links to everybody's homepages and podcast, so you can check out all the other cool things that they do in, what's this thing called, free time? Oh. Next up is, of course, the second co-winner, Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club podcast. Now, not only does he have an awesome podcast, which is at blacktiemartiniclub.com, but he also has a nightclub within Second Life, oddly enough, 93 meters off the ground, at Low Island. It's in the center. It's happening. It's Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific time, which people living in their mother's basements referred to as Second Lifetime. It's like, instead of Zulu, what would you call it? Mother's Basement 2? Anyway, here we go with Caleb Bullen.
I'm not God. Used to be, but I gave it up. Those poor sleepwalking fools. Once a year, I would appear to one and give them the chance to ask any one question. They mostly fell into one of three categories. The avaricious, like, what stock should I buy? The stupid, when and how will I die? And the ponderous, what's the meaning of life? Finally, this one cat asks me, do you like your work? I hadn't thought about it much, but it turned out I didn't. So I gave it up. Get more respect as a bartender anyway.
Thank you, Caleb Bullen, and I wonder what the bartender is going to look like now in the club. Giant flowing beard and robe. Whoa. You can find more from Caleb Bullen at blacktimemartineclub.com. As I said, all the links are available up in the show notes at, well, you know where it is. Okay, now that the winners have marched off of the field of battle, we move on to the veterans slugging it out. I'm going to play these in the order that I receive them. First up. Who is first up? Oh, it's Tom from Footnote. Are you at the Tiny Pump House on the Hill yet? Please, please, I want to hear the phrase, Tiny Pump House on the Hill. I guess we're going to find out when Tom from footnote.libsyn.com tells us his story.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from the Footnote, and this week we have sleepwalking. The title of my story is In the Sepulchre There by the Sea. It was always on the coldest night of the year. Lenore would wander across the stone floor in bare feet, making her way to the ruin of the West Tower, dead to the world, in a sleep as deep as the one who lay in the vault below. The help had strict orders to let the lady of the manor go where she wilt. When she reached the tower, the song began, and none who heard it could long endure its depthless well of sorrow. At dawn, she was carried off to the bed in the vault of her twin.
Thank you, Tom. You can find him at footnote.libsyn.com, and Tom, our thoughts are with you. Next up is Ellison, a blogged Ellison, and Shorts in a Wad. That's his collection of 100-word stories. Ellison's got two more stories that are going to be coming up midweek. I think I'm going to play one tomorrow since I keep forgetting to do this Abraham Lincoln stuff. So we've missed you, Ellison, but glad you're back. And here we go with Ellison of ellison1.blogspot.com. The show notes and all that. Why do I keep saying people's URLs? I'm just filling time here to annoy all of Jenny's fans here. Hi, how you doing? Blah, 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 blah. I'm such a jerk.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to the 63rd Weekly Challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The theme of this week's challenge is sleepwalking, and my story is entitled Sleepwalking. Nick was one of those old guys who walked the mall every morning. A regular amongst the Davenport mall walkers, he'd been at it for over 15 years now. "I gotta get my exercise," he'd say, heading past Macy's at a brisk near trot. Last week, all that exercise was no help. Some guy stuck a gun in his face and demanded his wallet, and Nick must not have been quick enough coming up with it. Nick's sleeping the forever sleep now, but it doesn't seem to slow him down any. I still see him walking the mall, but only at night. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison, signing off.
Thank you, Ellison. This is going to be one of those, isn't it? No one's getting out of this podcast alive. And speaking of which, let's see what Guy David is going to be doing to his character. Guy David, of course, provides the music bed for this podcast. Okay, I use it for the opening and the closing and the theme, and these little bits here, I don't throw it in because it would take, like, I don't have a template for it yet, but I'm working on it. Who knows? Maybe when I... Will you still need me? Will you still need me? Whatever. 64. When that comes up, which is the next episode, 64, we'll give it a shot. But here we go with Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Coming to us, here he comes.
Oh, hi there, and welcome to the weekly challenge number 63. I'm Guy David from www.guydavid.com, and this is my sleepwalking story. I dare not go to sleep. If I go to sleep, I wake up somewhere else. It's okay when I wake up in the canal between Norville and Edlo Island, but that other time I woke up in this place full of people with spikes who keep other people on a leash. I found out I lost my right arm that night and the knife was buried in my forehead. Cost me most of my Lindenspeth new arm, but that knife, I'm keeping that. Couldn't afford to remove it, and anyway, the other avatars seem to think it cool.
What is this Edlo Island you speak of, Guy? Edlo, thank you. Thank you, Guy. Edlo Island did have its opening this week. Opening ceremony, blah, blah, blah. Elvis was a little late, but had a beach party, and, Daphne's birthday was the day before, and a roller rink party yesterday, and, you know, none of these are meant to take away from any other islands, events. No, not at all. Instead, just fill in the calendar with, oh, well, nothing's happening here. Hey, let's hang out with friends, or here, so that you don't have to go too far. Not that teleporting is too hard. But anyway, thank you very much, Guy David, and thank you to everyone who showed up to the opening, and we'll have the closing in a few weeks. Next up is, who is next? You know, I wish I had a list of these. Terrence from Never Was. He's completed one cycle going for another, and let's see what's going on with, is it Raul? Raul. We like Raul.
Hi, this is Terrence McLean of the Never Was podcast. Over at Never Was, I'm currently working on my next book called Buried in the Sand, and I'm actually looking for a couple of guest readers. in particular a couple of female guest readers. I have one lined up, but I do have another character I would love to have somebody read for. So if you are interested, please stop by the website at www.mcleanweb.ca/neverwas or email me at neverwas@mcleanweb.ca. And here is my entry into the 63rd weekly challenge, Sleepwalking. Raoul lived alone. He had for a long time, and he liked it that way. Sure, sometimes he got a little lonely, but he could deal with it. He had tried living with a roommate a long time ago, but it did not work out. One night, his roommate went to bed early. Raoul took the opportunity and invited Eve over. They were halfway through their visit when Raoul spotted his roommate in the doorway. He could take the empty milk cartons. He could even take the snoring. But the sleepwalking was the last straw.
Bye.
Thank you, Terrence. And if any of you want to volunteer, just follow the link on the show notes, podcastingguysfullofcrap.com. You can get Terrence's contact information there as well. All right, who's up? Terrence. And we go with Liana of Hodgepodge Point. Well, I wonder what she's come up with. Hold on. Wait. And, oh, this one's going to be good. Oh, you're going to like this. Here we go.
Hey, everyone. It's Leanna from Hodgepodge Point. I miss you guys so much. It was hell being in a Turkish prison, but I'm out and ready to contribute once again. Crap. Lawrence already used this joke in the podcast. Okay, so here's my contribution for this week's challenge number 63, sleepwalking. And the music's by Harry Glotzer off of PodSafeAudio.com. I call this story Devotion or Fear. Bells chimed from the other room. Throwing back the covers and falling into my shoes, I grabbed the lantern before dashing out the bedroom door. The master was already halfway across the field before I even left the cottage. He was wearing his wizard's hat that gave off the faintest of glows. I followed as closely as I could catch up, but for a moment I lost him completely. When a dark cloud finally passed, I saw him still walking through the air a few feet above me. I prayed he wouldn't be over the lake when he finally awoke.
That's cute. I like that one. You can find Liana at Hodgepodge. What is it? Hodgepodgepoint.libsyn. I'm going to say this again. The links are in the show notes. You know, you people who don't like writing show notes, I love them because that way I can't really screw up the URLs when I'm recording this stuff. Because I'm liable to say, like, spankme.com or that kind of thing. And no, don't go to spankme.com. Please don't. I'm sure the people at spankme.com are now going to be listening and saying, oh my God, he's libel and all that terrible blogger. Thank you, Liana, if I forgot to thank you before. I guess I got caught up in that spankme.com thing. All right. Next up is Chris from, okay, I was going to say Platypus Society, but chriscarlisle.net. Yes, I screwed up the URL again in the show notes. It's just that I have this thing for autofill within Firefox, and I put your name in, and boom, it's there, so I don't screw up your URLs. So by not screwing up your URL, I screwed it up again. All right, so Platypus Society, chriscarlisle.net. It's Chris, and let's hear what he's got.
Hello, Chris Carlisle of chriscarlisle.net, back for another 100-word challenge on the subject of sleepwalking. Here we go. When I awoke, I was standing on a stage surrounded by lots of people. Next to me on the stage, an old man was holding out a book and reading from a pr- prompter. Where the hell am I? I've been known to sleepwalk, but what's odd about my condition is I've been known to do it for days. Most people don't even realize I'm sleepwalking when I talk to them. My mind clears, I finally register the question the old man just asked.
Do you solemnly swear to uphold the office of President of the United States?
Oh, shit.
You know, what is this? Wait, wait, don't tell me. Thank you, Chris Carlisle. Actually, these days I kind of agree with that. All right. Got one more here in the hopper. It's Radar Masakami from Mushi Mushi from SL Under the Radar. He's got episode 10 out, which includes some jackass wind-up midget butler yammering on for an hour while everybody's piling on him. I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm sure that I'm going to listen and, you know, the hug and the love and the joy and... why? Okay, here's Radar, and you can find him at slundertheradar.com, I believe.
Their hands reach out, selfishly clutching at things that will doom them. Their minds are darkened by me, me, me. Their hearts full of malice at any who would get in their way. It's a contest of epic proportions. Who can claim the most victory by gulping down and swallowing the most defeat? It matters not to them that they spread sorrow and misery to others around them, nor that they will become dust long before their plans of so-called happiness could possibly reap any reward other than shame. And so it goes, and so they continue on, ever sleepwalking. Thank you for listening to my stupid story. I'm Radar Masakami of SL Under the Radar podcast. You can find my podcast at slundertheradar.com. You can find my blog at radarmasakami.com. Frankly, they're both going to bore the crap out of you. Did I say crap? Anyway, thanks for listening.
Actually, based on the amount of material that I end up providing those things, it's going to bore the crap into you. Thank you, Radar. You can find him at slundertheradar.com and all those other sites. Now... there were two stories that were sent to me that did not have recordings. One of them was Mamacita, who came in through Jenny's site, and it was a good story. And Justin, of Justin's Random Thoughts, his story did not attach. So what I'm going to do from now on, for the people like B and all the others who don't like the sound of their own voice and or they something slips, I'm going to put their stories in the show notes, and they will be a part of the voting, but if they win and they don't have a recording in... they're not going to be eligible for the choosing the topic and all that. Feel free to send in the topic, and if during the week you get a wild hair up your butt, throw me a recording of the story. Don't be afraid. I mean, my voice sucks, and I've been doing these things for over, what, 1,100 episodes? Okay, some of them been Ellison, some of them Andrews, some of them whatever. You got some Caleb, you got... I mean, and so... don't be, record, give it a shot, and if it sucks, you know, laugh, make fun of it, laugh it up, come on, some of you people have pretty awful voices, let's face it, and still, you have fun with it, I mean, I do, and not fun of you, but I have fun with the fact that mine, my accents go all over the place, but that's another story, so, and maybe that'll be another story. So I've rambled on more to annoy more of Jenny's fans, so Mamacita, Justin, your stories are up in the show notes. And that leaves us with one more, and that's going to be Planet Z. So here we go.
The internet is the most complex and advanced communication tool ever built by man. Spammer Ngoi Mobutu saw it as a way to scam people out of their money. He made millions. The Russians took some of those millions for a trip to the space station. The most complex and advanced vehicle ever built by man. Mobutu saw it as just a fun way to spend the weekend. Disgusted, the crew shoved Mobutu into the airlock and claimed he sleptwalked out into space. Oxygen is the most basic and simple biological requirement needed by man. Good luck finding it, Mobutu.
Planet Z hates black people.
No, he doesn't. What do you think you are, Kanye West?
If Kanye West appeared on this podcast, you'd have millions of listeners.
Oh, shut up and play that theme music. And there you have it. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Well, head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then, when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 64th weekly challenge. Pick the topic for the 65th, and they win them refrigerator magnets you've all been wanting. Folks, if you've won and you haven't received them yet, write me. Send me your address with it. I want to make sure that everyone who is getting them gets them. Now, if you don't want more than one, you're like, oh, I want to make sure that the supply lasts. Well, fine. Tell me that. But let's settle up here. Okay. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out the show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of those stories in case you can't understand what the hell they said. And folks, send in the text to your stories. And send in the recordings, too. Come on. Don't be shy. Be a raving egomaniac like me. You need to subscribe to the feed. There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers out there, including one-click options. Well, iTunes sucks. I know the iPhone is out there, but screw it. Use podcastready.com. Sign up for that. Lots of people are already using it. It's growing. It's cool stuff. It syncs up not only with iPods, but also with, you know, little chips that you can pop in your phone. And you carry the settings with you. With iTunes and iPhone, that stuff you got to sync up with one system, right? Am I right? So you carry this with you. You can be traveling and you get with it. Sure, you can have it on your laptop and all that, but no, this is cool. And I use it, and I love it. Well, as I mentioned before, use the referral code CRAP. You know what that spells. The musical theme was by Guy Divid of GuyDivid.com, his 16th podcast, Electronica, and let him do a theme for you. It's worth it, trust me, worth every I've learned. We'll be back tomorrow with, well, one of Ellison's stories, I think. Yeah, I gotta put up my kids. Lincoln stories. Oh, if you're in Second Life, look for Edlow Island every Wednesday at 5. Podcaster meetup is somewhere. I think it's gonna be at Jack Pitt's Island, two islands to the south. And then at 6, there's the Black Tie Martini Club podcast with your host, Caleb Bullen of the BlackTieMartiniClub.com. Have I said that enough, this podcast? Obviously not. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit, and that's going to be chosen by Caleb, so get ready. Until then, thank you for listening. And, as always, keep it brief.
Closing.
Hey, everybody. It's me again. I know it's going to be a habit recording stuff after this Keep It Brief tagline, but bear with me. A friend of mine lost her friend, companion, and furry little beastie this week. You know her as Tamara Kirshner of the Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara podcast. You know where to spend your lindens. I know you're hurting, and I do know how you feel. And I can tell you, each person mourns differently, but you're going to feel the aftershocks, and it's going to be rough. But we're all here for you. You probably heard that a lot, too. And when you turn off the laptop and turn on the light, it's still dark, and you're alone, like treading in an ocean of shit. Barely keeping your head above water, no matter what everyone else does, it feels like folks are just splashing and thrashing it right in your mouth. Keep paddling. The shallows aren't too far off, and you're going to stretch, and you're going to reach, and you're going to find that bottom. You can finally stand up, hold your head above it all, and you're going to see the shore. Take care, everyone.